If you're single and you want this to be the year that you find someone, you are in luck because this is the week to do it. It is the number one week of the year for dating apps, for joining dating apps and finding somebody to fall in love with.
You think that's because everybody's like, okay, this is the year that I'm really doing it? I mean, do you think that it actually means that there's better people on there?
I don't know.
Or just a bigger number of people and then it falls off super quick?
I don't know, but it spikes this week. Now, producer John is joining us. Now, producer John, you are newly single once again.
That's correct.
Oh, yes.
Boy.
Just move on. Okay.
Just move on.
Uh-huh. Okay. I'm going to. So, we're going to find producer John a new dating app to use. Now, I want you to know that I have spent the last hour on a website called findaninmate.com.
Nice.
And I don't think this is the one for you.
Yeah.
But don't you think if you're an inmate and you're posting single, and I have looked at everybody, like, you should put what you're in for. Don't you think that would be an important part of that? They don't write what they're in for.
If you're in long enough to be looking for love while you're still inside on the outside, like, I mean, chances are it's a felony.
Meetaninmate.com, I don't think is for you, John. There's one called Knewit.com, which is the best dating app for astrology lovers. It takes your astrological sign into account and gives you horoscopes and dates.
Knewit.
You could do my time. I mean, even though you're younger, but with the gray hair, like, you could, you know, like our time or my time.
No.
That's the one with the people in the 50s.
They listed the top five apps for 2023, which we're going to get to right now. Silver Singles is one of them.
Okay, Silver Singles.
Right, okay.
Yeah. Woo!
If you've ever seen a picture of me before, I do have the silver hair. That is true.
Right, but you're not over 50, so you don't qualify. And you're in your 30s, so you're really not going to qualify.
Yeah.
Okay, so here are the ones that you do qualify for. I'm also going to eliminate from the top five Seeking, which is a millionaire dating site, because if we're sitting in this room, not one of us are millionaires.
Nobody qualifies.
Sure. Right.
No.
Okay, so the top one is eHarmony. That's for best for serious relationships.
Okay.
It says it's responsible for 4% of all marriages, which seems like a low number, but I guess, you know.
I don't think that's what he wants, though, right? Do you want the serious relationship this year? No.
I mean, it feels like a lot. I don't know. 2023, yeah. Man, it's a long year.
Okay.
I mean, it's the same amount of days as all the other ones, but okay.
He just wants to cast a wide net. It sounds like. Okay.
Okay. Then there is Adult Friend Finder. That's the opposite of eHarmony for serious relationships.
Oh my.
That one's the new Tinder. So it's basically just for hookups and casual dating.
That's the new Tinder?
Yeah. Adult Friend Finder.
You didn't know?
He's
writing it down.
That's why you have me.
Yeah. Feels like the other side of the pendulum, but okay, let's keep going.
And here's the one that I think you should do. Do you do Bumble?
I am on Bumble.
Now, this is the one where the women have the upper hand, and it's the safest dating platform for women. Women are the only ones that can initiate communication.
Right.
Does anybody reach out to you?
I mean, I've gotten matches on Bumble. There have been Bumble matches. There have been Bumble dates.
Okay, and the other one that's new is Hinge. And Hinge is their whole thing is that they're the app that's made to be deleted. And they want you to find a relationship, but it's somewhere in between. So
that's the one I don't have. I don't have Hinge.
Okay, so you have Bumble, and we haven't had great success with that. Why don't we sign up for Hinge and see where it goes?
Okay.
All right, so then you'll report back and let us know?
Okay.
What is the definition of great success? I just want to be clear on this before.
Marriage and four children.
Whoa.
Okay.
Okay.
Maybe just finding somebody nice.
Think
four?
We have different views of this.
I mean, I don't know. Like, I just want you to find somebody that's great. That's all.
I've already got the one kid. Do I need four more, or like, is it just three more?
Well, that's going to be up to whoever you find on Hinge. We're going to leave it up to her. But in the meantime, I'm going to go back to inmates.com, and I'm going to find somebody also for Perfect for John.
Back up.